one of the things that I noticed about this album is I don't know if it's just me or it's because a couple of songs are quite long. To me, I don't know, Maestro, if you concur with this, but it seems like you're elevating the level of complexity on the recordings. Que Viva Harlem Suite is a 18 plus 11 plus minute song,
No,
and
you were
let
right the first time. It's 18 minutes.
oh, it's 18. Okay, and
And it
then.
was longer than that. It was something like 25 or 26 minutes, but I edited it down. So,
And
yeah,
let
well,
the
if you notice all of my recordings, there's always some extended work in all of
Yep.
my big band recordings, going back to Live in Enclave in 2000, Big Band Urban Folktales in 2007,
Yep. Mm
Multiverse in 2000.
hmm. Last year, a couple of years.
12, and now
Yep.
this, Que Viva Harlem, and the other albums that I've done with the Manhattan School of Music, Kenya Revisited Live, and Tito Puente Masterworks Live. So, you're very right. I mean, the part of this is elevating the music to the level of concert music on the same level as any symphony orchestra or great jazz orchestra out there. And that was actually that was. That was the first person to do that was Maestro Chico O'Farrill with the Machiro Afro-Cubans in 1949-50 when they did the Afro-Cuban Jazz Suite. So, and of course, many of you know that I was the drummer for Mario Balzar
Right, for 9
for
years.
many years, for like 10 years. And we recorded extended compositions on those three albums that I did with him. So it's nothing new, but
Well,
the great thing is that coming up with these pieces that are celebratory in many, many ways really showcases the power, the majesty, and the virtuosity of the musicians.